What I am going to talk about is the courage leadership requires. If you're going to be a leader, you got to have courage. Leadership is not for the weak-hearted. Leadership is more than standing up front. It's more than your anniversary day. It's more than when people applaud you. But with leadership, and let me give you, because you know there's some folk who feel like, hey, he didn't take a text, so he just talking. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. We find this. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then you can read over in Deuteronomy chapter 31. Begin at verse 1 and go down to about verse 10, where it talks about when Moses hands over leadership to Joshua. And Moses says to him, listen, you're getting ready to go over into the promised land. You know, Moses paints this picture of the vision of what is to come. And a vision is a picture of the preferred future. A vision is when where you are is so bad that you want to paint a picture of where you're going. And most of the time, when we paint a picture of where we're going, you know, you're going over to the promised land. You're going to be over there in houses you never built. You're going to have, you know, you're going to have wonderful, you know, food and milk and honey. And it's a great place with grapes and wine and parties. And it's a great place. Except for one thing. Before you get there, you got to face some giants. Before you get there, somebody's going to talk about you. Before you get there, you're going to have some situations that you're going to feel like throwing in the towel. You've been selected to be new trustees. You've been selected to be deacons. You've been selected to be chairperson. You've been selected to be president of your auxiliary. But with that honor comes problems. Don't assume that everybody loves you. Don't assume that everybody likes you. And every now and then in your leadership role, you're going to have to go back to Joshua chapter 1 and 9, and you're going to have to pray the prayer that Joshua prayed. Be strong. Be courageous. For the Lord is with you. Someone, I think it was Max Dupree, one of my leadership guys that I read, he says that a leader has to define reality. And sometimes the hardest thing in the world for a leader to do is to define reality. Sometimes you can look at reality and you don't want to call it reality. And sometimes you really do need somebody else to call you to task to say, hey, president, hey, pastor, hey, chairman, you're not facing reality. How many of you know when you're a leader, it takes courage sometimes to stand up and face reality? Because when you face reality sometimes, it says, listen, you have not done a good job as a leader. And then ultimately, when you're a leader, you have to take the responsibility, good or bad. When it's good, you get the praise. Hey, great job, Pastor. But when when it's bad, you can't run away from the responsibility either. You got to stand there and take it like a man. And when it's bad, you need courage. Because if you don't have courage, you'll throw in the towel. And sometimes leaders quit before they quit. They on the job. They just quit. Look at somebody and say, this is a sermon for your life. This is not church stuff. This is for your job. This is for your family. You know, sometimes we quit being a wife. Sometimes we quit being a husband. Sometimes we quit being a leader on the job. This is for life. It's going to be a short one now. You got to listen up. You got to get out of here for Sunday school. Leadership. Every now and then, here's the other thing. When you put the vision out there, a leader's gotta put the vision out there. That's what Deacon Byrd was doing this morning. He's like, listen, this is what we're gonna do this year. We're gonna have a great year this year. We're gonna have Bible class, we're gonna hit the streets, we're going fishing, we're gonna do some things. He's putting the vision out there. And I guarantee you that somebody is saying, we ain't doing that. Somebody said, I ain't feeling that. And there's some people out there say, well, I'm just going to wait and see. And there's some people out there who they're not going to support the program at all. But you cannot stop just because of naysayers. You got to step up there and you got to move forward in Jesus' name, because you're moving from here to there. Same thing is true for your auxiliary, whatever you're president of. Just like I have to try to define reality for the whole church, you have to define reality for the choir. You got to define reality whether or not you're being on time. You got to define reality whether or not you're showing up to rehearsal. You got to define reality. And listen, nobody wants to be the bad guy all the time. But sometimes if you're the leader, you got to be the bad guy. Because you got to define reality. And you cannot allow the giants in the land to stop you from crossing the Jordan River. Because the Lord says to you, I will be with you. The Lord says to you, I've already been over across the Jordan River. I've already fought the battles for you. You just trust me and you move forward in my name. You stay close to me, because your power is not in your education. The power is in your relationship with me. And if you get the relationship right, we can handle this thing down the road. Courage is needed for every single component of leadership. Every leader, I don't care who you are, somebody's going to test you. Somebody's going to test you. And the bigger your group, the more tests you're going to have. You're going to have people coming at you from various sides on the opposite side. And this one wants you to do this. And this one wants you to do that. And the next thing you know, you're crazy. And that's why you got to stay connected to the Father. Because if you don't stay connected to the Father, you can't please everybody. Please God. We can, and you, the fact of the matter is, be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. God will not forsake you, and God will not leave you. You know, sometimes you need courage just to get up in the morning. Sometimes people can beat you down so, and you begin to second guess yourself. And you need, you need, over 30, almost 31 years now, there have been times when I had to pray that prayer of Joshua. Be strong, Jackson. Be courageous. Be not afraid. God is with you. And then you'd be saying, well, where are you, Jesus? I mean, if you're with me, show up. And he said, boy, I showed up. I woke you up this morning, didn't I? I gave you a vision, didn't I? You got help, don't you? You take one step and I'll take two. You're looking for me. You're looking for me to clear the way for the next 40 years. I'm going to clear the way one day at a time. He walks with us step by step, not mile by mile. Joshua. Joshua was a young leader. Moses is 120 years old. Moses said, listen, my days are over. Joshua's going to be a new leader. Moses called Joshua and said, you know, Joshua is a young leader, you know. Moses called him up and said, listen, be strong. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. I imagine Joshua said, what in the world are you talking about? What I need to be strong for, you know? Maybe I need to second guess this thing. And then God shows up. Not only did Moses talk to Joshua, but God shows up and talks to Joshua in person and says to Joshua the same thing. Be strong and don't be afraid. I will be with you. And God is preparing him for what's up the road. Leaders. And let me say this. Leadership in this church is more than about me. You're a deacon, you're a leader. You're a trustee, you're a leader. You're a deaconess, you're a leader. You're a president, you're a leader. And God has called you to have a vision for your group. And God has called you to be an example for your group. And God has called you to trust him. And God has called you to define reality. And God has called you to help me define reality. And God has called you and me to have a vision for our church. Our church, every church, a little bit of reading, here's one of the things I've learned. A ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing. I don't care who you are, I don't care where you are, if it costs nothing, you will accomplish it. It costs your time. It costs your involvement. It costs your money. It costs sacrifice. It costs something. You want to be great, it costs something. Then the other thing. Leaders. I just believe that the church, the local church, is the hope of the world in Christ Jesus. I'm not messing with you. I'm not messing with your sorority or your fraternity. But the bride of Christ, the local church, is the hope of the world. You get little Johnny out there in the streets who've been abused at home and listening to a gang and doing all kinds of crazy things. He's not coming to the sorority. He may not even be coming to the church, but it's our responsibility to find Johnny because we are his last hope. We are the local church. Not the National Baptist Convention in its grandeur, but the local church at 260 Central Avenue and whatever other church around here. We are the hope of the world, and our responsibility is to care for the lost. And if we don't care for the lost, who will care for the lost? The church. It ought to bother us that we got empty seats out. Churches have personalities. Churches have consciences. You know, you ask anybody, in the street out there, they have something to say about mine. Like, yeah, well, that's a bougie church. Jackson is bougie. I am what I am. And I ain't apologizing. If you call me bougie, you don't know bougie. Church, this is what they would say. They would say, personality, the conscience of Mount Olive, it's a social justice church. That's good. I like that. They would say, Mount Olive is a mission church. That's good. I like that. They would say, Mount Olive is a benevolent church. I like that. That's good. But what they would not say, Mount Olive is a great commission church that cares about the loss. And all that other stuff, while it's good, the primary thing is we got to get concerned about little Johnny. And even if he's not in our family, we got to get concerned about little Suzette. Because she's walking around with her fast self. And he's walking around with his hoodlum self. And we're just walking around saying, that's a shame. The shame is because we don't seem to care that Johnny and Suzette is going to hell. And we got all this space over here. We're sitting around talking about, I just think it's a shame the pastor ought to do something. No, we ought to do something. I just taking a shame. Them deacons ain't. No, we ought to do something. No, I just taking a shame. You know, I'm taking a shame because we can't get anybody to volunteer. Too busy in this middle class suburban Hackensack, New Jersey. When we wore a storefront 125 years ago, we didn't have the luxury of paid staff. We did what we had to do. All right, I'm on the verge of being long, so I'm going to bring it in. No. Got to bring this in so we get out. We got communion. Here's all I want to say. Every vision that God gives you is going to put your courage to the test. Every time God attempts to move you from one place to another, you're going to need courage. And I don't care what you're leading. How many of you know you have to have courage to lead the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts? You got to have courage. You gotta have courage to show up to work, not cut us out your boss. All except for my staff.
Don't you dare answer.
Courage. Courage. Trust God. Have courage. Believe in God. I just believe I'm with you, Deacon Burns. I'm with you. I just believe this is the greatest year. I just believe that somehow or another we're going to fill up the house because we're going to fill up on the Holy Spirit. I just believe that great things are in store for this year. I just believe that we're going to have a wonderful men's ministry. I just believe we're going to have a great Sunday school. I just believe we're going to be praying this year. I just believe if you don't show up on Wednesday for prayer meeting, you can show up on Friday. You can show up on Saturday. I just believe we're going to spend some time developing intimacy with God. And it's going to start with leadership. I'm excited about it. It's going to require me spending time with the deacons. It's going to require me spending time with the ministers. It's going to require me spending time with the trustees. It's going to require some back and take, give and take. There's going to be some times where we're not going to like each other. We're just going to dance together. Sometimes they'll lead the dance. And sometimes I'm going to lead. Hey, is that all right? As long as we don't stop dancing. I know some of you all out there saying, no, wait a minute. What are you talking about dancing? You'll understand it better by and by. Amen. Amen.